Welcome to the Wild Expansion Podcast. This podcast is an invitation for you to dive deep into getting to know yourself a little bit more. This podcast will help you on your journey of feeling more calm, confident, and at ease. Learn tips and techniques to help you on your journey of wildly expanding into your most true self. Shift stagnant energies locked in the mind and helps get everything flowing and freeing. So I spent all day doing that, and then after work I was working from home, so I was just wearing like my tracksuits. And after work I decided, right, I want to feel like a goddess right now. So I put on a really nice outfit that makes me feel amazing. I curled my hair for me, no one else. I'm literally doing nothing this evening. I have no plans. I meant to have plans, but I have a Sainsbury's delivery coming to the house later, so I had to cancel them plans of going bouldering, but I will get to do that soon with friends. So I literally just got dressed up for myself. And let me tell you, I feel amazing. And you know what? It's so important that you do whatever you want to do, regardless if it's silly or illogical. So often in a spiritual path, you know, we get told this idea of what it looks like to be spiritual. It's like you should eat a certain way, dress a certain way, you know, not wear makeup and don't care about really your clothes because everything's an illusion. Like, yeah, we know all that. Yet, the number one thing in my life is spirituality and God, like number one above all else, being connected to God and trying to be an instrument of his peace and being of service to his mission. But I want to do that while wearing clothes that make me feel good and have fun and dance and watch reality TV if I want and honor that human aspect, even if people in the spiritual community are going to turn up their noses at it. I don't care. This is me. And if you're a people pleaser like me, you want to be friends with people you admire. So you think you should start dressing like them and looking like them and feel shame if you do anything off course, like watching reality TV or like, you know, wearing makeup, God forbid. But it's so important that you do whatever you want to do, and the right people are going to stay in your life. And if you do whatever you want and you aren't liked by the people who you want validation from, well, they aren't your people. Your purpose is to follow what lights you up, follow your joy. And if that means doing something that is quote unquote not seen as like spiritual or like hot girl summer, like who cares? You go do your own thing anyway. You do whatever brings you joy. Live life on your terms. Like, we all have our own unique light. We are so unique, every single one of us. All of my friends and family and everyone I've met, everyone has such a unique divine essence that is just beautiful. And it's so important that we express that unique divine essence. And if you're listening to this and you're wondering, oh goodness, like I don't even know where to begin. I don't know what my divine essence is. I don't know what brings me joy. Go back to what you used to do, what you used to love to do as a child. So for me, much to my mother's dismay, I changed my outfits like 4 times a day just because I loved to play dress up with clothes to express my mood. And now I'm just doing that again, not 4 times a day because I couldn't be bothered with laundry, but like sometimes twice, and it feels really good. Another thing I used to love to do as a child is dancing and trying to put on my mum's makeup. So now I try to dance as much as I can, and I wear makeup as well. Only if I feel like it. Some days I don't. And if you like to watch TV that is not necessarily enriching your brain cells, then do it if it brings you joy. Like, honestly, life is for living. And I think it's just so important to be open and honest with what our desires are and have fun, because life is all about having joy. So yes, like, we all have a soul, you know, a spiritual essence. We are like spirit in a human shell. And those who are enlightened, you know, are just living in that soulful spiritual state all the time. But we have this human shell with emotions and feelings and senses, and that gives us desires for part of the human experience. That's why we're on planet Earth, to have the human experience. So, like, that's by doing things that are pleasant to your senses, like giving someone a hug, or burning some essential oils that make you feel good, or indulging in some chocolate. Like, these are all things that our human body craves. So listen to your body and ask it, like, what are you trying to teach me? What do I need to know right now? The only way to be truly happy is to honestly just honor your own desires and not have shame or guilt if you aren't desiring the same things as somebody who you admire or look up to. Like, you are unique, so just honor how you feel. And even like by sharing, you know, your human side, like sharing your vulnerabilities and your shame and your guilt and what you're scared of and your fears, whenever you share that with your friends, like, the right friends are going to be able to relate, and you're both going to help figure a solution to it out together. And they are your people that deserve to stay in your life. The right people are willing to see every shade and layer of you and love all of it. And like, whenever you do attract your soul tribe in, I'm lucky I have with my friends, like, honestly, like, your soul tribe, for me, it's very small, but it's really deep and intense. And that's like the most important thing, like, just having people who can be there through it all with you. In terms of like romantic relationships, like, I haven't found my person yet, but for the first time in my life, like, I truly know my worth. I love my own company and I'm not chasing anyone. Like, I expect to be treated like a queen, because I know I will treat my other half as a king if I ever do find them in this lifetime. If I don't, I'm okay with that. But I know my worth, and I'm going to continue thinking thoughts of being of service to God, being of service to others, being of service to myself. And I trust and know that in divine timing, you know, the right romantic person will come into my life and everything else will unfold perfectly. You know, it's so important that we think thoughts that are kind to ourselves and kind to others. Our thoughts really are so powerful, and every thought is a manifestation. So everything in your life right now, like, you have manifested it consciously or unconsciously. Your work, your friendship, your living environment, the chair you're sitting in, the way you're listening to this podcast right now, you have manifested everything, because thoughts become things. So whatever you think about, you get. So if you tell yourself, right, I am going to allow myself to have desires in this human experience and not have shame or guilt about it, then, you know, you're thinking good thoughts and only good things are going to materialize from that. Whereas like that feeling of shame and guilt is of the lowest vibration. And it's just whenever we're too hard on ourselves and we think, you know, I should be being more productive now or doing something better. You know, there's no room for shame or guilt at the table. It's a low vibration. Let that thought go and just be kind to yourself. Like, allow yourself just to be human and try and not carry shame. It's like life is a game of constant forgiveness. We're just constantly forgiving ourselves, others, and being kind. So I'm going to quickly share a recent manifestation story with me with you that happened me last week, and I just think it is amazing. So last week I was thinking, as I was out on a walk, I wonder how my fashion and my style is going to get inspired by my trip to Africa. So I'm going volunteering to Uganda, Africa, for a few weeks in October and November, because I felt this pull. My inner child wants to go there. As a little girl, I've always wanted to go to Africa, so I just feel like I'm going to learn so many life lessons and be of service over there. So yeah, really looking forward to that. But I was thinking, right, I wonder how that culture and that lifestyle and environment is going to shape my style and clothing choices. Then all of a sudden, into my consciousness, in my mind, I just thought to myself, oh, remember, let's call her Mrs. A. Do you remember Mrs. A from secondary school? So I had this art teacher in secondary school, and her clothes were always just quite bland, just normal, neutrals, blacks and stuff like that. And, you know, it was just all, and the teacher's personality was lovely, but quite stern. And I don't know, I was a little bit intimidated, but obviously that was just my own perception at the time. So then I think it was fourth or fifth year in school that Mrs. A, the teacher, decided to go to India for a few months. And whenever the teacher came back from her long trip away to India, I couldn't believe it, because I've never seen her smile so wide, her eyes so bright, and the colours she was wearing were so vibrant. So lots of pops of purple and pink and orange. And I remember thinking, wow, this is insane how this travelling experience has really shaped the energy emitted by Miss A right now. And that was one of the reasons I actually went to India in 2016, because I was so inspired by the transformation I saw in my teacher. So yeah, I was just thinking about Mrs. A last week, right? That was last Thursday. Then last Friday, I should mention as well, I haven't seen Mrs. A since 2012, whenever I left school, so 10 years ago. Never bumped into her, never thought of her really. It's just, you know, random thought that came into my head last Thursday. So last Friday, I am going into Cafe Nero in Oma to meet a friend for coffee, and I'm in the queue, and who pops in behind me but Mrs. A, who I hadn't seen in 10 years. I could not believe it. I completely manifested that meeting of her. And it's not like I was craving or desiring to meet her at all. No, I just simply thought of her and let it go, light and fun. And then I manifested an encounter with her. And we had a beautiful catch up in the coffee shop. And I just learned about all the other inspiring things she's been doing since 2012. And it was just such a cosmic joke from the universe. And that's what often happens in manifesting. In order to really manifest what we want, we have to be light and playful and let it go, have no expectations. It just is amazing. We're all so connected, and our thoughts are so powerful. So think pleasant thoughts, and, you know, be kind to yourself and others, because life is a game and our thoughts become things. So why not make this life a magical game full of joy and love and laughter for yourself? And I hope this podcast is also a permission slip for you just to fully own who you are, and all your quirks and your flaws, that you think are flaws, are actually gifts that make you amazing. And you're human after all. You are a spiritual being in a human body, but have fun in both dimensions. It's so important that we do connect to our spiritual self through prayer and meditation, and that is something I try to make an effort to do every single day, because it keeps me grounded and it keeps me remembering to be of service. Like, that's why we're all here. But it's also okay to have fun as well. So that is all for this week's podcast. I really hope that you enjoyed it. Please share it on social media or with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take care. Those are actually gifts that make you amazing, and you're human after all. You are a spiritual being in a human body, but have fun in both dimensions. Like, you know, it's so important that we do connect to our spiritual self through prayer and meditation, and that is something I try to make an effort to do every single day, because it keeps me grounded and it keeps me remembering to be of service. Like, that's why we're all here. But it's also okay to have fun as well. So that is all for this week's podcast. I really hope that you enjoyed it. Please share it on social media or with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take care. I am so excited to share the upcoming Anamkara retreat in Spain this October, hosted by myself, Fulcherna, and Pauline. Anamkara is Irish for soul friend. We have within us all a sanctuary of stillness and peace. Mayra, Fulcherna, August Pauline have a wealth of experience between them, and we are thrilled to team up to offer you a 6-day Anamkara retreat to make sustainable improvements in your physical health and emotional well-being. A meeting of the heart and soul in a safe, supportive environment designed to help you still the noise of your mind and slow down. Explore, energize, and escape in the mountains of the Granada area, Spain. Deep and powerful relaxations every evening with yoga nidra, morning yoga, guided walks, lake swims, breath workshops, and opportunities for learning and doing something new. You choose what you want to attend. We know there will be many moments to make you smile and your heart sing. If this is something you are keen on joining, there is all the details in the show notes to sign up.